The Body Politic was presented by Sonia Soda. The producer was Leela Padmanabhan. Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 today, Sunday, the 16th of March. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midday, high Faroes 1032, expected Fair Isle 1035 by midday tomorrow. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cira, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. South at Cira, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later, mainly fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east 40s, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Tyne, Dogger, northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east Dogger, veering southeasterly later. Showers at first, good. Fisher, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. German Bight, cyclonic becoming east or northeast 4 to 6, then variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, north or northeast veering east later 3 to 5. Showers at first, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, good. Southeast Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, easterly, becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, easterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, northeast, veering east 3 to 5, showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6, later, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, south or southeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Fair Isle, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5, later. Fair, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Iceland. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. That's the shipping forecast. Now with the general weather forecast, here's Darren Bett.
Thanks very much, Richard. Good evening. The best of the sunshine today has been across more southern counties of England. It's felt pretty chilly, though, if you've been under the cloud elsewhere. There's even been a few showers around as well. But the good news is it's going to get warmer over the week ahead, and we're going to find some more sunshine arriving as well. But through tonight, we've still got a lot of cloud around, and we've still got these nuisance sort of drizzly showers that have been affecting northern England. They're pushing into the Midlands, and overnight they'll head into southern parts of England and Wales. And there's more cloud coming in off the North Sea behind that that could give one or two spots of rain. The upshot is, with all this cloud around, it's going to be a lot milder than it was last night. Got down to -7 in Oxfordshire last night, but typical minimum temperatures tonight with the cloud are going to be 2 or 3 degrees. But for northern Scotland, where we've got some breaks, particularly in the Highlands, we're going to find a touch of frost heading into Monday, but at least some sunshine here. Other parts of the UK starting off cloudy on Monday, and we've still got these showers, light showers, affecting southern parts of England and into Wales. Those should tend to die away in the afternoon, but this part of the country is likely to stay quite breezy. The winds will be lighter elsewhere. There'll be a lot of cloud around, just a little sunshine at times. The cloud tending to break up more later on in the day across eastern parts of England. And with more cloud around, temperatures may be a little lower, typically 7 to 9 degrees. But with more sunshine on Tuesday after a frosty start, it will get warmer. And the peak of the temperatures is likely to be Wednesday and Thursday in the sunshine, up to 17, possibly even 18 Celsius.
The 6 o'clock news is coming up. Then Cyrus the Great, Margaret Thatcher and Elon Musk all feature when John Wilson chooses the best of this week's audio in Pick of the Week. And looking ahead to tomorrow morning on Radio 4.
20 years ago, the Gambling Act was introduced to stop crime and protect punters. but it simply couldn't keep pace with technology. In a new series, I'm looking at how companies are making eye-watering profits from vulnerable customers.
I was underage, you know, playing roulette at one spin every 20 seconds.
My guide is the co-founder of a big betting brand who quit to become the conscience of the industry.
I was there when the online casino was formed. I was asleep at the wheel.
Changing the Odds with me, Lydia Thomas, starts tomorrow morning at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Ron Brown. Good evening.